Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am obsessed with helping small business owners, coaches, and consultants find their way to consistent revenue. Everyone I work with has a passion to use their talents to serve others. They just want to make an impact, yet they find themselves so often just running after business. Let's change that. Join us on Unstoppable Women in Business, where each episode we talk about how to create consistent revenue, make more money, and make more impact, all at the same time. All right, people. So the topic is, how do you find clients, fast or slow? How do you find clients, right? And it is the number one question that I think all coaches and consultants, business owners, it's on our minds all of the time, because I'm sorry, revenue is king. To keep in business, you have to have clients, you have to have revenue coming in consistently. And there's just so much noise out in the marketplace. There's so many people vying for the same clients that you are. So it is something that has to be strategically addressed. And when I get this question from newer coaches and consultants, it's always just a little bit harder to answer because they're starting from ground zero. Here's the thing. There are so many people that are ready to cut loose from corporate. They're talented. They have a burning desire to be out on their own. They have things they want to accomplish. And they're tired of, you know, kind of playing that corporate game, looking for freedom. Although if you are an entrepreneur, you have to question that freedom thing every once in a while. But there are actually freedoms. But here's the thing. Everyone puts a lot of effort into starting their business. There's all kinds of foundational work you have to do. You have to prepare yourself, right? You have skills and talents that you used in corporate or you used in your personal life, but you have to, in essence, matriculate them into something that would be an offer that you can have for your clients that will bring value to them. So there's certifications that people take. There's all kinds of training. There's business foundational processes that have to be set up. It all takes a good bit of time and a good bit of money. So by the time someone is at that gate, it's almost like a thoroughbred in the starting gate, right? And they're standing in that gate and they're like, okay, I'm ready. I want a lot of clients. They want it fast. And that's when I usually hear that question and they come seeking someone like myself, a business coach, to say, well, how am I going to find these people? I've put up my website. I started posting on social media. I'm putting out posts on LinkedIn. I'm doing, you know, kind of the thing, and it's not happening as fast as I thought it would. And that, I think, is a universal truth for all of us for the very reason I mentioned earlier. There's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of people that are vying for the same clients as you are. And so if you're not showing up as a thought leader, if you're not showing up regularly, it's really hard for people to even become aware of who you are. So when someone says to me, you know, how do I do this in a way that gets me a lot of clients fast? I'll tell them, you actually have three different paths that you can go down that will help you find those people that you want and are your best clients. There's three different paths, but there's pluses and minuses to each path. So I thought today we would go through the three paths to finding clients that are fast and slow, and some that are conservative and yet a little bit courageous. So it will cover the gamut depending on who you are and what skills you bring to the table and what your appetite for putting yourself out there might be. All right. So for when we think about the very first path, it's one that I have been alluding to. It is a little bit of a slower route because what you're doing is you're using traditional digital marketing routes to establish thought authority. All right, leadership authority. So in order for you to attract your best clients, they want to know that you've got something to offer them that will make a difference in their life. And they have to like you and trust you and know that if they invest in what you're offering, that they're going to get the results that that you're promising, right? Now that takes a little bit of time to develop that type of a relationship. So when I'm working with my clients in this is a more traditional route of building lead magnets and funnels and, you know, how can you create awareness at the top end of who you are, what you do, what is the problem that you solve? Why are you different? What is it that you put a stake in the ground and say, this is my perspective on what you're needing and how I believe it should be approached? So there's that thought leadership that has to be cultivated. You have to really work hard to define your message and be able to then utilize that message almost like a mantra out in every potential way people can find you. There's finding you through speaking, finding you through summits or events, a podcast like this, video. You could have your YouTube channel. You could have myriads of ways to show up and be able to express your thought leadership. But you've got to get out there. You got to get out there consistently, and you have to have a really compelling message in order for this strategy to work. And it takes time. And so when you think about it, this approach alone, the thought leadership route, is a slow burn. It takes time to see consistent results. I like to talk about this like the snowball effect, right? If you think about if you've ever lived in a city or an area that has snow, you'll relate to this. You get a little bit of snow in your hands and you start packing it on, and then you start rolling it, and it picks up a little bit more speed and a little bit more size, and it all of a sudden takes on its own, you know, kind of existence. And so as you push it, it gets bigger. And that is what it's like when you're creating thought leadership and visibility using traditional digital marketing methods. Takes some time, but it's very effective. Some people do not have the time for that. They're like, listen, Susan, they come to me and they're like, no, that's awesome. That's great. I need clients now. And that's going to take a little bit of time to develop those relationships and create that groundswell. So what other choices does someone have? Well, there's choices, but with every choice, there's always the positives and the negatives. So let's talk about the faster, the bolder, and I think the more courageous choice in finding clients, especially if you need them fast. So let's go back to who we're talking about. And this could relate to who you are as a person. We're talking about someone who has cultivated a specific skill, a specific approach, and has a niche or a market that they want to be able to go into. Now, this alone has taken time, not just to prepare for their business, but prior to even thinking about going into business, you're cultivating this, you know, kind of skill in your life. And then you get really good at it and you're like, hey, I think I'm going to take that skill that I've been giving to a different company in corporate America, and I'm going to create my own company, and I'm going to do it for my own clients. So here's the point. When you were cultivating this skill, you were also cultivating a network of either professionals or personal relationships, someone who already knows you and trusts you and understands the value that you can bring when you put your head to it, right? So you've got this base of a relationship already established. And if that's what you need to create clients, relationship, right? You already have a kickstarter, a head start on that relationship in the real world. Now you just have to capitalize on it in your new venture. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm talking about leveraging that relationship to let them know about what you're doing and to test the waters to see if potentially they may need the help that you're giving, or if anyone within their circles might need the help that you can provide. This is what I call the Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation method, right? Because you may have a network of hundreds of people, and they have networks of hundreds and hundreds of people, and these circles keep extending out. The question is, are you bold enough to go out there and tap into that network to let them know what's happening, let them know what you're doing and how you can support either them or potentially someone within their network? You see, here's the thing that's a little bit scary in this situation is new coaches and consultants, and even some of us that are more experienced, still feel just a little bit funky about selling ourselves, right? When you're a coach or consultant, you're not selling a physical product. You're actually selling what you do. And selling yourself is actually one of the most challenging things anyone would ever be tasked to sell. It's very personal. It's very, it kind of creates this feeling inside of you that if someone says no, it's a personal rejection. Whereas if I was selling you this mouse here for my computer and I said, hey, would you like this mouse? And you go, no, thank you. You'd be like, okay, no problem. Nothing personal. But when you're out there talking to people, and especially people that you know, and you're offering something of value that is your knowledge, your expertise, it does definitely raise the bar just a little bit higher. So it's one of those things that you have to really be able to reconcile in your mind and shift the way you're thinking about it from I'm pushing or I'm being pushy or aggressive or sleazy and trying to find relationships within my network. You've got to be able to switch that around too. I have something of value to share, and I really believe there's people out there that need what I have. Let me just share with you what it is I do, and either you or possibly someone else that you know could be interested in taking advantage of it, okay? When you have a really solid message, a really compelling way to tell this story, and you execute it well, I can tell you that this path can be amazingly quick. You would be surprised at how many clients you can uncover by just doing this networking type of activity. It is a beautiful thing to do. As I mentioned, though, it can be a little bit intimidating. And so if you notice yourself committing to this and then not doing it, don't beat yourself up. What's happening is you're procrastinating because of the fear of rejection, and you really, you need some support and some help on how to get your mindset in the right place and how to make certain that you have the right message so that you can get traction with that. It's not an easy thing to do. Do not beat yourself up if this is something that you've been shying away from. But I can tell you that if you need clients fast, this is the direction to go. I mean, put together a list of 50 people that you know that you're willing to commit to reaching out and talking to and finding the right message that would potentially get them comfortable with referring you, and you're golden. I'm telling you, you're golden. So don't poo-poo it. Think about it. Give it a try. But there is a third path, and I think the third path is really the optimal choice. It's both fast and slow. It's both conservative and courageous, and it's a combination of path one and path two. So here's where I'm coming from. If you do invest the time to become a thought leader and to build your body of work out there, your thought leadership, by posting and having really, really quality content out there and available. And I said, if you do, but really what I meant to say is when you do this, because it is really necessary. It's the foundation of your brand in the marketplace, is to have this thought leadership out there. All right. So when you do that, it's the beginning of what will make you feel comfortable with path number two, with leveraging your personal network. And here's why. Because the more that you put quality content out there, the more you will have to talk about when you approach your personal, your peers and the network that you've built. See, here's the thing. The reason the most people will not reach out to people they know to ask if they're interested or know of anyone who's interested is because in the back of their mind, they're like, oh, they're going to think I'm being so sleazy. They're just going to reject me, and it's going to feel really awkward. But what if you were able to turn that thought around to, I have something really cool that I just wrote. I've been doing some research on this particular aspect of what I bring to the table and what I do. And I can't wait to share this. And the first people I want to share it with are people I know. So instead of you making it about help me, right? The please, can you help me? I'm starting a new business and I really need some clients. Oh, that feels horrible. If you turn that around to, hey, I am starting a new business. As part of that, I've been doing this research and I've come up with some really cool information. I'd love to share it with you. And if you know of anyone else who would benefit from this, I think you might want to share it with them as well. Can we talk? Totally different conversation, you guys. So it is a combination of path one, developing thought leadership in the marketplace, and path two, leveraging that thought leadership, not only wherever you're showing up from a visibility standpoint, but with your network. That is, to be honest, the trifecta in being able to move business forward faster. I think you can do it. I know this is what I work with my clients all the time. And there's particular ways that you have to go about being very disciplined in creating that content and then also in sharing that content and following up with value, not just, hey, can we talk, right? There's a certain way that you can position that can get you so much more traction. So if there's anything that I can do to support you in finding more clients faster and building a strategy to be that thought leader, that's my jam. I do it every day and I love it. So reach out. It would be great to get to know you more. Till then, have a great day. It was good spending time with you. Bye. Okay. Well, I hope you found that to be very useful. And if you did, can I ask you a favor? Would you mind popping in a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you enjoy listening on? It really does help people find the podcast easier and have access to this information as well. I'd love to get to know you more. If there's anything I can do to support you, it would be fun to just explore around and see what that might be. Check out my website at unstoppablewomeninbusiness.com. Until then, have a great day and talk soon.